Tomorrow is New Year's Eve, and perhaps it will never be quite the same without this man, Dick Clark.
Here we go with the countdown. Coming down to the brand new year here in Times Square, New York City. The focal point of the brand new year of 1976. Happy New Year's Rockin' Eve!
Wow, the inimitable Dick Clark. This will be the first time since Dick Clark established New Year's Rockin' Eve in the 70s that he won't be around to help us enjoy it. The so-called world's oldest teenager died this year at 82. And here to help us put this in perspective is TV Guide Entertainment editor Matt Rausch. Matt, I miss him already.
Oh, I've been missing him for a couple of months now already. He passed away in April, and we've been sort of dreading the fact that New Year's was going to come and we wouldn't have him along for the ride. But the good news is that ABC is still calling the show, the big event show, Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. His name is still in the title, although for the last couple of years, it has also had the appendix of with Ryan Seacrest, and that includes this year where he really does pick up the banner from his mentor, really. There is a sense that Dick Clark's laid the path for someone like Ryan Seacrest, who sort of modeled his career after Dick Clark. But no one ever will have the impact that Dick Clark had in terms of popularizing rock and roll on TV through American Bandstand. And then in the 70s, as your clip indicated, turned New Year's Eve on its head. It used to be a sort of sedate affair on television with Guy Lombardo and the big band sound and all that. And it was a very dignified way, I suppose, to bring in the new year. But then Dick Clark took it out on the street, took it to Times Square, brought whoever the big hot acts of the time were, and it became a huge, huge TV party. Made it cool to stay in to watch New Year's Eve on TV. You didn't have to go out to a party because the party was on television, and Dick Clark was really responsible for that. And even after he had his stroke, he did take 1 year off to recuperate. But then he came back for the last number of years. His enthusiasm was, you know, just unquenchable in terms of just being on TV, bringing these acts, just loving this event. And Ryan Seacrest will pay him tribute. And also, for the first 2 hours of prime time tomorrow night, from 8 to 10, ABC will be doing a retrospective of Dick Clark's career, I think focused heavily on clips from the many, many New Year's Eve performances that he oversaw as the master of ceremonies for all those years. But there was no one like Dick Clark, and I think that it's really great that ABC is going to be paying him such homage tomorrow night because he really deserves it.
And maybe a word on his young protege, his successor, Ryan Seacrest, a pretty cool guy. Saw him on the red carpet at an Academy Award when one of the actors tried to punk him, threw ashes on him. He stayed very cool. He's very professional. And as you say, Dick Clark was a mentor to him, and he fills the shoes pretty well.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, he gets a lot of knocks. I mean, American Idol has had its ups and downs for sure, and that was his pathway to success. But he really has, he really knows how to be a mogul. He is a new age mogul, and he is all over everywhere. He is, again, just like Dick Clark, he is indomitable in terms of his energy. He's on radio all the time. He's got all these TV projects, and he's going to now own New Year's Eve. I mean, there's going to be other New Year's specials tomorrow night.
And what about those others?
Networks, but no one's going to have it. I think all the eyes are going to be on ABC tomorrow night. And I think Ryan Seacrest probably is well equipped to do this for the future.
Briefly, what about some of the other specials on New Year's Eve on the other nets?
Well, if you're looking for, you know, Fox will be at Las Vegas. NBC's also around Times Square with Carson Daly. Both of them have the winners of their recent reality competition. So the winner of The Voice will be on NBC. The winner of The X Factor, that 30-something-year-old country singer Tate Stevens, will be on Fox. And over on PBS, they're going to be doing Live from Lincoln Center, a tribute to Marvin Hamlisch, another great who died this year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Broadway talent will be singing his praises. Maybe that's kind of more for the Guy Lombardo crowd, I suppose. But really, I think that would be another really great alternative to watch on if you're spending your New Year's Eve inside. But because Marvin Hamlisch was also a pretty great guy.
Matt, thanks.
You bet.
Matt Rausch, TV Guide Entertainment Editor. It's